The Afghanistan government has announced a compensation of $1,000 for the people who have died and a compensation of $500 for people who have been injured because of the catastrophe. They're also trying to get their army to airlift people from the areas because they need to be moved from urban centers some 300 kilometers away from where the earthquake has happened. So they're trying to take these efforts. But once again, it's a country that's very impoverished, already struggling financially, which just highlights the importance of the role that the international organizations like the World Health Organization and the World Food Program can play here. But since the Taliban's ascent to power, the role of these international organizations has also been curtailed. They don't have as many personnel on the ground. The foreign aid has been cut off to a large degree for this country of Afghanistan. So it's going to be a tough job even for these international organizations, as it will be for the Afghan government as well.